Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. And now, on to the show.
Alex has been a speaker for us a couple of other times, and he is a phenomenal person who has contributed a lot to the WordPress community. Even though now his day job is outside of WordPress, he still shares his thoughts and expertise with us and others in the community, and we very much appreciate that. So thank you again for coming, Alex, and being willing to test some cookie banners for us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So before we dive in, I'm curious, can you tell us just a little bit about when you go to a website with your screen reader, what would you want a cookie banner to do? How would you know that it was a good cookie banner versus a bad one? And give us any sort of background that you can give about what you're going to be testing for when we start looking at the cookie banners.
So this is well debated in the accessibility industry, but I actually kind of prefer a banner that has focus trap. Like, it should definitely throw you into a modal-like environment, so that way it's in your face, hello, you can't ignore me. The very same experience that people with sight often get, except, you know, a couple other rules we're breaking with that, since you know, focus jumps can be a little strange for people using the keyboard and the screen readers to navigate. If you're not a fan of that approach, the second best thing you could do is at least make the cookie banner available as the first item in the HTML. So that way, when a user lands on your website, they actually know that there is a cookie banner to interact with. Otherwise, it is highly likely that cookie banner will be missed.
That's a good point. So you want to, first of all, know that there is a banner there. And I think it's interesting, the modal thing. I will say for everyone, we're not going to get into, are these actually doing what they're supposed to do? Like, we're not going to check and see if they're actually blocking cookies or any of those things. Where I also can't tell you legally what your cookie banner is supposed to do. But I will say, as a non-expert, I do think that if you are legally required to get consent from people, that includes all people, including people with disabilities, not just typical users. So, do you have anything else that you want to add before you start sharing, Alex?
Just don't make it over annoying. I think that's the other rule. There are some cookie banners. I saw one once on one website. It wanted a consent every time there was a page load.
Oh, that does sound annoying.
Yeah, it was quite awful. So, you know, with great power comes with great responsibility.
Yeah. Well, I am excited for you to share your screen. While you're getting that up, I am going to share for everyone the website that we're going to be testing on. Now, this is an InstaWP website. It's going to disappear in like 5 or 6 days. But it is here now. You can look at it.
Press F6 to switch between open Zoom windows alert. Screen share.
And what I've done, just for some background for everyone, is this is a WordPress multi-site. And each sub-site has a different cookie banner on it. And they're sorted by the number of active installs that they have, and also by the ones at the top have made some sort of statement saying that they are accessible, which I have put a quote on the page when we click to it. So that's some background. Do you want to go to the first one, Alex, that is compliance?
Absolutely.
Subsites now. Busy, document about colon blank, compliance document busy, same page link, skip the consent, manage consent dialog to provide the best experiences. We use technologies like cookies to store under access device information. Consenting to these technologies will allow us to process data such as browsing behavior or unique ideas on this site. Not consenting or withdrawing consent may adversely affect certain features and functions. Close dialog button, manage consent dialog to provide the best experience.
Okay, so far we're not off to a bad start. It announces that this is a dialogue. It read the content, as you could hear. It appears that focus is inside of it. So, it's pretty in your face, like I talked about at the top, but at least you can't miss it.
Manage
Do
consent.
you want
Manage
it?
consent.
Do you want it to read the whole content or just like a dialogue and a title?
It depends on how this is coded, because if you coded the spec, it probably will read everything.
Okay.
I don't always tend to agree with the web standards in accessibility. I don't personally believe there's enough people with disabilities included in those decisions, but speaking strictly by the rules, this is correct.
Button close dialogue.
Okay.
To provide the best experiences, we use technologies like cookies to store their access device information, consent behavior, or unique ideas on this certain features and button accept. Button deny. Button view preferences. Link cookie policy. Link sample page.
I would really prefer that cookie policy and
Link sample page.
this sample page link is above these buttons to either accept, deny, or a few other preferences. That way you can actually get to these first, because one might actually want to read the full cookie policy before accepting this and losing the banner.
I did notice that the close button seemed like it had a label, and then accept, deny, and view preferences all said that they were buttons. Does that seem right to you?
That seems correct.
Accept button. Deny button. View preference. Cookie policy link. Sample page link. Same page link. Skip the content. Skip the content. Same page. Banner landmark. Compliance link. Current.
Oh, I was trying to test focus inside the dialogue, not leave it. That's a problem.
Dialogue manage consent.
If you're going to
So
put
you're.
people inside a dialogue, you should trap their tab focus so they can't accidentally leave it like I just did.
Manage consent.
Okay.
Manage consent dialogue to provide the manage consent. Button close dialogue.
Okay.
Accept button. Deny button.
Go
Do you
ahead.
want to try the preferences
View preferences
before
button.
we accept or deny?
I was going for that right now.
Awesome.
Always active statistics, certain features and functions. Behavior or unique ideas on this site, not certain features and functions. Button collapsed functional. Button collapsed always active. Button collapsed statistics. Button collapsed checkbox not checked. Button collapsed statistics. Button collapsed marketing.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here. Buttons, checkboxes within buttons.
Button collapsed. Button collapsed. Checkbox not checked.
This needs a lot of work.
Button collapse. Button collapse. Marketing. Button collapse. Checkbox not checked. Button collapse. Marketing. Button accept. Button deny. Button save preferences.
So it's not correct to have a a interactive component nested inside of another interactive component, like a button
Definitely
inside of a
not.
button. Yes. Okay.
And let's
Yeah.
just watch what happens with this. Let's try this again.
Same page link. Same page banner landmark. Same page link banner land navigation landmark list out of list link current page compliant same page.
Okay, well, that's unexpected.
What did you think you were doing?
I thought I was going to click on save preferences so that way I could go
Okay.
back to view preferences and try to reproduce the focusing on the wrapper to read all those options all at once, which I also consider to be an anti-pattern. But what actually happened is it saved all the preferences for the cookie banner and exited. I was thinking save, then accept, but it's not the case.
Okay. Do you think that that is a accessibility problem, or is that a like more of a UI confusion kind of problem?
I would actually list that as both. Because I think it is unreasonable that, I guess everyone gets the same experience, so you can't call it an accessibility problem unless you say it is for all. But it's definitely confusing because you shouldn't have two differently labeled buttons that do pretty much the same things. And that's a hard concept to explain because I was expecting that to close the exposed content, not the whole banner.
Yeah. I think that
Let's
makes sense.
see
So
if
are
we
you
can get it
able to
back.
find the banner and get it back?
Same page links, button manage consent, content info landmark, button manage consent.
Oh, of course.
A.
There's a button all the way at the end of the DOM.
Consent.
We get used
So,
to these.
so you knew that it might be at the end and you just jumped to the end. Is that what you did?
Straight to the end.
Is that an okay position?
I would prefer, depending on site owner preference,
The
I
host
mean,
has spotlight.
some people might even want to see this on the top of the
The
page.
host has spotlighted your video for everyone. Alert.
And that way, it's more easily accessible. But I don't know. I mean, chat windows float down in the bottom of websites these days. It's such a bad pattern, but I think it's become an expected one.
Okay.
Manage consent dialog to provide.
Okay, let's try this again.
Manage consent. Close dial. Statistics. Statistics. Checkbox. Not check button. Statistics. Statistics. Checkbox. Not check. Statistics button.
Okay, so we don't actually get the exclosure anymore. It's just everything's here.
Close dialog. Statistics. Statistics. Checkbox. Not check. Statistics button. Collapsed.
Are you able to
checkbox,
expand
not check
these?
Button. Collapsed. Marketing. Marketing. Statistics. The technical storage or access that is used exclusively for statistical purposes. Expanded.
Yeah, you have to click on the button, which is also announced as a checkbox, but it will expand.
Okay.
Statistics checkbox, not check button expanded.
That's the actual checkbox, I take it.
Checked. Marketing, marketing checkbox, not check marketing button collapsed.
So yeah, these should be two different elements, not nested elements. And if this was fixed, it would be almost a definitely pass most audits, I think.
Marketing accept button, deny button,
Okay.
save preferences button.
But again, this accept and the save preferences, this is so confusing. I don't understand why this choice was made. I mean, even here, like I've got these options checked. So if I hit accept, does that just accept the defaults? I'm
I'm
not.
guessing that save and accept do the exact same thing. Whereas it would, I think accept would save whatever you've checked.
Yeah, I'm not so clear on that, to be honest. I'd be
Okay.
interested to see if this is revised in the future.
Cookie policy link.
This episode of Accessibility Craft is sponsored by Equalized Digital Accessibility Checker, the WordPress plugin that helps you find accessibility problems before you hit publish. Thousands of businesses, nonprofits, universities, and government agencies around the world trust Accessibility Checker to help their teams find, fix, and prevent accessibility problems on an ongoing basis. New to accessibility? Equalized Digital Accessibility Checker is here to teach you every step of the way. Whether you're a content creator or a developer, our detailed documentation guides you through fixing accessibility issues. Never lose track of accessibility again with real-time scans each time you save, powerful reports inside the WordPress dashboard, and a front-end view to help you track down hard-to-find issues. Scan unlimited posts and pages with Accessibility Checker free. Upgrade to Accessibility Checker Pro to scan your website in bulk, whether it has 10 pages or 10,000. Download Accessibility Checker today at equalizeddigital.com/accessibility-checker. Use coupon code ACCESSIBILITYCRAFT to save 10% on any plan.
So if you accept or deny, where does it put you and are you happy with where
April,
it puts
accept
you?
button. Selected. Content info landmark navigation landmark list with four items theme same page link.
Oh, definitely not happy with the accept and then focus loss on the page.
Same page link patterns. Same out of same page link FAQS. Out of list button manage.
Probably demo this again.
Manage consent to manage consent button close to provide the best functional all statistics marketing market accept button deny save preferences button blank.
Yeah, it's just a total focus loss.
So when you closed it, where did you want to go?
Preferably, it would focus the first element on the site, unless you're coming from
button manage consent.
Manage consent, I would expect focus to land back on the trigger.
And so something else that I've just noticed now that you've revisited that manage consent button is it didn't tell you that it would open a dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, That attribute has never had a ton of great support, so there's some people that have never used it. You can definitely add it, and I would recommend adding it because coding to accessibility spec is kind of what I think all of the accessibility experts and developers should be doing, regardless whether or not the screen readers actually use it properly. But
And for people who are
there's
watching, we're talking about ARIA has pop-up equals dialogue, and then you'd also have an ARIA controls attribute that reference the ID of the dialogue.
And it's, these probably will not work on certain screen readers because the ARIA spec comes before the screen reader implementation. So we get to see some interesting things with that.
Is there anything else on the compliance one that you think we should look at?
I do not think so. It is definitely. Someone can use this. Like, there's no issue here that would prevent someone from using this cookie banner.
Okay. So not 100% conformant, but definitely accessible. The statement that I put on the page from their plugin page on WordPress.org says, "We aim to follow WCAG 2.1 AA guidelines and ADA best practices in the design of our cookie banners and legal documents to support accessibility." Do you generally feel like this supports that statement?
No, definitely not. I think that's a rather bold statement for a company to list when you're putting checkboxes inside buttons and vice versa.
Okay. Do you want to go back and we'll take a look at the next one?
Main site docs.
And
Link button left.
everyone,
Open.
if you have any questions, I am going to try and watch the chat and Q&A. And so if you want Alex to clarify anything, I will definitely pass those along to him. I do see Donata, who is actually an attorney, a privacy attorney. She wrote in the chat that usually on cookie consent banners, accept would save all cookies in all categories. Save preferences would accept only the items you have checked, e.g., if you have accepted marketing but not statistics. We're not actually looking right now to see what it's saving. And for all we know, I just didn't set these up right because this is a fake website. So I don't think it's fair to judge them on did they actually clear stuff or not. But in case that's helpful, I don't know, Alex.
I mean, that was my assumption, but nice to hear what the standard is.
Link comply and link cookie. Oh. Busy. Document about colon blank. Cookie yes document busy. Same page link skip the content. We value your privacy region
All
button step
right.
all. Out of region
So
same
can
page
you
link.
tell me when that opened, what happened? Did it re it didn't seem like it read the banner in the same way that the other one did.
Oh no, it didn't. So focus lands where the highlight currently is right now on skip to main content. And there, so I mistakenly found is a cookie banner that is currently above my current focus position, which if you want users to never find anything, that is a really great way to start.
So they've done what you said, which is make it the first thing on the page, but they've made it actually higher on the page than the skip links.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
So if you're going to have some type of progressive loading, which is probably what this is, it loads after the page so it doesn't block the page load. You have to manage focus because I guess that should have been the other part of my statement earlier. Yes, it is the first thing on the page, but it loaded after the first part of the page that receives screen reader focus. So to me, it's not the first thing on the page, at least not without an accidental discovery.
Yeah, because most people aren't going to navigate backwards from skip to content.
Correct.
So it would be better to just, in this case, like put focus into the banner.
Definitely.
Okay.
We value your privacy region heading level 1. We value your privacy. We use cookies to enhance your browsing experience, serve personalized ads or content, and analyze our traffic by clicking accept all. You consent to our use of cookies. Button customize.
Okay, so this has a region landmark.
We value your privacy heading level 1.
with a heading level one, which works for me, even though there's a fair amount of debate there, which I'm not going into.
Meaning, some people think you should never have more than one H1 on a page.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Customize button. Reject all button. Accept all button. Skip the content. We've reject all button.
Now, because this is not in the dialogue,
Customize button.
I would like to have more specific labels for customize,
Reject all button.
reject
Accept all
all,
button.
and accept all. The reason being
What do you
is
mean?
because the context
Skip the content. Same page.
could be a little weird. And let's demonstrate like this. So let's say I wanted to navigate backwards by button.
We value your privacy region, accept all button.
You hear, we value your privacy, accept all. Users are probably smart enough to figure out accept all cookies, reject all cookies, customize cookies, but why can't we just say that? It clears up confusion if there ever was going to be any.
So, should this, I find this really interesting because visually it looks like a dialogue. Now, maybe because it's not trapping focus, they've decided not to give it a role of dialogue. But do you think the role region flags for me as not correct?
Role region is another method of discovery. So for this case, it more or less works.
Okay.
I think my pick would definitely be a dialogue, especially if you want to trap focus and you want to make it really clear that a user needs to make a selection. But this is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. You know, this is kind of what you would implement if you don't want to trap focus. But when you're not trapping focus in a modal dialogue, you need to make it really clear what this content is about because it can flow with the rest of the page content. So you're not setting one context. This can be accessed
That,
from anywhere on this site.
yeah, that makes sense.
Reject the customer button.
So this one also doesn't have like a close button or anything like the other one did.
Does not. It forces you into making an option.
Which maybe I've wondered about those close buttons because I'm always like, if I just click a close button, what does it do? Does it accept or does it reject, right? Like, probably from who knows, from a legal standpoint, the close button without an ambiguous, this is what it will do, might not stand up.
I would expect the close button to accept.
Oh, you think so?
I
Oh,
suspect that's probably the case.
Donata says if you click close, it's supposed to reject all cookies. I will say I noticed on some of these that there's a settings where you could choose what you wanted to do. So maybe ask your friendly privacy attorney what your choice is, or just go with what she said. Yeah.
Customize consent preferences dialog.
Customize.
Close button. Customize consent preferences.
Now that's a dialogue, interestingly enough.
And
That button
got
is your,
focus when you opened it.
it did. Now the button didn't say that you were opening a dialogue, so that could always be added.
Heading level one, customize consent preferences. Heading level one, button close.
Hey, look, another heading level one.
Heading level button close. We use cookies to help you navigate efficiently and perform certain functions. You will find detailed information about all cookies under each consent category below. The cookies that are categorized as necessary are stored on your prefer, enabling the basic button collapse necessary. Always active. Necessary cookies are required to enable the basic features of the site, such login or adjusting your consent preferences. These cookies do not identify a button collapsed functional. Necessary button collapsed. Always active. Necessary cookies always button for enabling. Show more button. Necessary button collapsed.
So this is interesting. If you use the tab key in this alone, it's not going to read the descriptions. That's easily fixed with ARIA Describe By. You can point to the ID of this associated text below it. Not a big issue. It's still discoverable with other means of navigation, but my opinion, you try to account for as many possible ways of navigating as possible.
Functional
So
button collapsed.
you're talking about like that, like the functional button collapse, which has extra text below it, but it's not telling you that extra text.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Expanded. Enable functional checkbox not checked. Analytics button collapsed.
So I don't actually understand why we built an accordion with single checkbox inside.
Oh, so when it expanded, it did visually display more content. Could you not find it?
Yeah. Enable functional button expanded.
You're not going to be able to with the tab key, so.
Checkbox not checked. Enable functional. Functional cookies help perform certain functionalities like share social media platform list with three items cookie. Secure allow token duration. 6 months. Description. Description is currently not available. Out of list with three items cookie. Visitor info one live. Duration. 6 months. Description. A cookie set player interface. Out of list button collapsed analytics.
Yeah, this is slightly weird, but none of this, it's discoverable, so I don't think there's any violations here.
Checkbox not checked. Enable analytics. Analytical cookie help
You're
provide an
using
ek.
the arrow keys, right?
Correct.
Help ek. Button collapse performance. Checkbox not checked. Enable performance. Performance cookie which helps in the button collapse advertisement. Checkbox not checked. Enable advertisement. Advertisement pages you visited pre-button collapse uncategorized. Other uncategorized cookies are those that are being categorized yet. Button reject all. Button save my button accept all. Button save my preferences.
Now, see, this one's more clear. Save my preferences.
Oh, versus reject all or accept all.
Yeah, so I suspect maybe. Well, I don't know. Let's see what happens with this.
Button save my.
If I click save, will all this say save and go away? Let's see.
But cookie yes. Mozilla Fire 5 out of 5 stars. Link 3 out of frame out of figure button consent preferences.
Yeah, it did. And then it threw focus to the middle of the website. Ugh, not good. And they even have a
Button consent preferences.
cookie consent preferences button at the top of the website, which they could have focused on.
So wait, it did not put your focus on that button? Because it
No,
kind
it
of
didn't.
visually
Customize consent
looks like it
preferences
is.
dialog. Close. We use cookies detailed in the cookies that are.
I moved too fast. Let's see.
Show more necessary but functional button analytics but performance but advertisement uncategorized reject all but save my preferences button.
Back to save preferences.
Same page link skip to content.
Okay, now we're on skip to main content. So it did two different things.
And that preferences button is above the skip to content.
We'll move backwards one.
Consent preferences button.
There's your consent preferences.
This one also doesn't tell you it opens a dialogue.
That is correct.
I'm curious about that show more button that was in that dialogue.
Customize consent preferences dialog. Close button. We use cookies to help you navigate efficiently and perform certain functions. You will find detailed information about all cookies under each consent category below. The cookies that are categorized as necessary are stored on your browser as they are essential for enabling the basic functionalities of the site. Show more button. Necessary button collapse. Always active. Necessary cookies are required to enable the basic features of the site, such as providing secure login or adjusting your consent preferences. These cookies.
What in the world did they do with that? That's something I didn't discover. They write
What?
wrap a tab index in that this whole dialogue? It's very weird why it started reading like that.
You don't know why it did?
No, I pressed tab to see if I could find the show more and it just started reading everything. There's got to be an invisible tab index somewhere that made that happen.
That's interesting.
Show more button.
That's really annoying. All right, show more.
Same page link skip to content.
Not sure that was supposed to happen.
Dialogue
Yeah,
customized
so
consent
you
preferences.
lost focus.
Yeah, just focus lost in the entire dialogue. That's not great.
Customize consent heading level 1 customize consent button close. We use cookies detailed in for the cookies that are for enabling the thing. We also use their preferences and provide will only be you can choose to enable affect your browsing button show less. Button collapse necessary.
You know why I think that was? It's because when you click the show more button and the show less button are different buttons, which is correct because you shouldn't change the name of buttons. But when you click the show more button and you're focused on it, they completely remove it from the DOM and they haven't managed focus to put you on the new text that was added. So that's why you get lost because you're focused on something that no longer exists.
Important lesson for every developer who uses too much JavaScript to accomplish simple jobs.
How would you do a show more?
I mean, if you're just showing like more text, I don't know why you don't just put it in a basic disclosure widget or something.
Yeah, so that the control stays visible. Like your show
Yeah.
more, show less is the exact same control, basically, so it doesn't get removed when someone clicks it.
I mean, I'm not like someone who promotes changing the text of buttons, but in the accessibility industry, I also don't see why it's such a bad thing to do, especially considering the alternatives can be much worse.
What else do we want to look at on this one? I guess you were able to check different options and they read out as checked or unchecked, right?
Correct.
How are you feeling? Is it fair? And you can tell me if you don't want to. As we go through these, do you want to say like better or worse?
I mean, I put this one slightly better than the last.
Okay, even without the focus on the initial dialogue.
I mean, it's still discoverable. It's not as discoverable. They both have issues that really equal out at a certain level.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to have a dialogue, you better test your focus.
Let me show
Amy,
less.
I think that's everything
Heading
that
level
we
one,
would want
customize
to
consent.
look at.
Button click.
In this one, unless there's anything else you're aware
Button
of.
consent prep. What does their accessibility statement say?
They had a very short thing, and on their product page on or plugin page on WordPress.org, it says accessibility colon. The banner is WCAG slash ADA compliant for accessibility. True or false?
The current state today, I say focus loss would make it false.
Okay. I think, the thing I'll say about some of these, they're close, right?
Very close.
So if they did a little bit, then they would get better. So our next one is user centrics. What I'll flag about this one before you go there is we actually have, there's two user centrics, one we might look at a little bit later. The one that we're going to look at now is not their user-centrics cookie bot plugin because they explicitly say that one is not accessible. This is the user-centrics from their website that you pay for, which has a very strong, they say it is WCAG 2.2 certified, which isn't a thing. I have a whole blog post about this, but that's the next one is user-centrics.
I'm just going to throw it out there for a privacy lawyer who may or may not still be on this call, but maybe don't make a practice of admitting the fact that you're inaccessible. Maybe not the best call.
Main site doc, link user centric, 6S.
Well, luckily,
Busy,
she's
document about
not
poll,
from
privacy setting.
user-centric, so.
Link consent management platform poll.
Fair enough. Just a statement of fact, nothing else.
Link
Yeah.
consent management. Banner landmark heading level 2 privacy
So,
settings.
sorry, I missed. When you loaded the page, it landed on the dialogue and started
Link
reading the
consent management
dialogue.
platform poll.
It landed on something that is probably a closed button, but is not labeled as such.
Ooh, can you refresh the page so I can pay more attention? Do you mind?
User-centrics document. Banner landmark link current page user-centrics. Privacy settings dialog. This site uses third-party website tracking.
Oh, now the focus changed. I guess it's not going to focus the same place twice.
Link consent management platform poll.
But that's the top of the dialogue, so.
Okay.
Banner landmark heading level 2 privacy settings. This site uses third-party website tracking technologies to provide and continually improve our services and to display advertisements according to users' interests. I agree and may revoke or change my consent at any time with effect for the future. Marketing. Switch off marketing. Functional. Switch off functional. Button details. Button accept all. Button save settings. Button deny. Button deny.
All right, so.
Button save
Oh,
setting.
wait a minute. Okay. There was an essential button switch. Did you get that or did it
Button
skip
details. Switch off functional.
focus?
Functional. Switch off marketing. Marketing. Banner landmark services and to display advertisements.
No, it skipped it.
It skipped it. I wonder if. Oh, I wonder if it's disabled because you're not allowed to turn it off. Yeah, it looks like it might have ARIA disabled equals true on it.
Yeah, well, if you can see it visually and they don't present it to screen readers, that's a problem.
This site uses
So,
heading level
what
two
would be a
privacy.
better solution for that?
I am not sure because I'm not super familiar with the coding that goes behind these newer toggles that people are starting to use. I always thought that ARIA disabled would still make it available in the DOM, though, so I'm not sure what's going on with that.
It also has a disabled attribute too, it looks like.
That might do it. Disabled will probably do it on these.
Oh, David saw it. I'm looking. It also has ARIA hidden equals true.
That will
So this
definitely do
seems
it.
like a failure because it is setting cookies. And if you're, again, this is me not being a lawyer, but guessing. If you're supposed to tell people that you're setting cookies and you've literally hidden it, it seems wrong.
Link consent management.
Seems a little counterintuitive at the worst.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we do on tab focus.
Marketing switch off.
Right past it.
Functional switch off. Details button.
Details for what? Guess we'll find out.
Dialog. Banner landmark link powered by user-centric consent management.
Why'd you say,
We have powered by text and nothing else, so I hope that's not all the details I'm gonna get.
There's a lot more in this dialogue.
Link powered by user-centric consent management. Button close layer. Tab selected categories. Tab services. Tab about. Region collapse button collapse marketing free. Marketing free. These technologies are used by advertisers to serve ads that are relevant. Switch off marketing free. Out of region collapse button collapse functional 8.
Oh, I don't. This is a mess. I don't even know where to begin on this.
Functional 8.
Why do you say that?
It's announcing that we're going in and out of regions.
So every accordion, that's what these visually look like to me, has been tagged as a region.
Pretty sure the region content that happens is supposed to be inside the accordion, not every accordion.
Button collapsed functional 8.
Yeah.
Expanded. Functional 8. These technologies enable us to analyze usage behavior in order to measure and improve performance. Switch off functional 8. Cloudflare region Cloudflare. View service details button. Google Ajax region view service details button. Google Fonts region view service details button. Google Play region view service details button. Google Tag Manager region Vimeo region view service. YouTube video recapture region view service details button. Essential to content info landmark accept all button. Category YouTube video region Google Ajax Cloudflare functional
You
button.
should.
Marketing free region marketing free switch off these technologies are used by advertisers.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Let's see. Did I just find the pro? Let's see.
Out of region functional region expanded button. Out of region collapsed switch off marketing free. These technologies are used marketing free. Button collapse. Mark these technologies are used by advertisers to serve ads that are relevant to your interests. Market button collapse marketing free. Out of region tab about.
No, okay, so let's start here
Tab
again.
section. Categories property page. Marketing free region collapse. These technologies are used by advertisers to serve ads that are relevant to your interests. Marketing free button collapse. These technologies are used by advertisers to serve ads that are relevant to your interests.
Okay, that makes sense. No, this is bad. This is way too cluttered for what it is.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing is there's a div that has a role of region. There's a button that can expand it. That one does seem like it's using ARIA describe by to reference the subtext, which is
It
maybe
is.
good.
That's a good thing,
But
but
the yeah, I think the region role on every single one of these is just noisy, like excessively noisy.
now you can have the region for the content within an accordion if you want to, but the not everything should be a region.
Expanded, expanded. Marketing free switch off. These technologies are used by advertisers to serve ads that are relevant to your interests. Double click ad region collapsed. Views Google Ads region collapsed. View service details button.
Let's see what this
Click
does.
one of
Concurrent
those.
page user centrics. Complimentary landmark close layer button. Description of service. This is an advertising service. This service can be used to show first advertisement to users. Processing company. Google Ireland Limited. Gordon House. Forbes Data Protection Officer. Below you can find the link. HTTPS. Data purposes. This list represents list with 4 analytics. Providing statistics. Out of list. This list represents list with 2 tracking. Out of list. This list represents list with 12 cookie ID. Date and time of the device information. Geographical IP address. Search term. Impressions. Online identifier. Browser and prefer UI interaction. Out of list. Legal basis. In the following the required list with 1 out of list. Location of process. The primary process. Another list with 1 out of list. Retention. Retention. Peer data needs. List with 1. Data is anonym. Out of list. Transfer to third.
Lot of information.
This service may might find the list. Safeguard. Key
Yeah.
list with 4
Do
ID.
you know where you
Singapore.
are?
I assume I'm in a description modal for this service.
Okay, yeah. So it is another modal. I noticed this one didn't tell you also that it was going to open a dialogue. And then the close button said something like close layer, which I thought was a little weird.
List with one item
But
of
I
data
guess
will
it's
be.
because it's a dialogue layered over another dialogue.
I'm interested to see what happens once we do that.
Close layer button. Dialog, categories, property page, Google Ads region collapsed, view service details button.
Well, focus return works, so
that was good.
I was rather surprised, but that is exactly what should happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of region content info landmark button denied. Button save settings.
All right. I want to try save settings. Let's see what happens.
Unknown. Dialog privacy settings.
Focus.
Where
loss.
Are you?
Nice.
Privacy settings. Content info land complimentary land privacy settings dialog. Private.
All right. Reactivate the dialog.
Button privacy. Button privacy settings. Button privacy settings. Button button. Browser tabs toolbar. Privacy settings. Content info land. Privacy settings dialog. Button privacy settings.
Privacy settings with a privacy settings button inside of it. Yeah, don't do this at home.
Dialog. Banner landmark link powered by user centric. Link powered by users button close layer. Tab selected categories. Tab services. Tab about. Region collapse button collapse marketing free.
So this one, can I say something about that? That I've noticed.
Go ahead.
Think part of why that one was especially weird and why the focus got lost when you closed it is this, I think, is an iframe. Or there is an iframe that it puts with it. With the way it's, and then there's like an aside tag. I don't know. There's just a lot of extra landmarks, which is maybe them trying to be more accessible. All of these regions and all of that stuff and overthinking it.
Yeah, that's a common problem. So the thing about Aria is it's a great thing, but it's also really, really bad when you overuse it. So I would much rather see people underuse it than overuse it, especially if they don't know what they're doing, which I think here is definitely not an untrue claim to make.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, and of course we can't talk about legally what you need or not, but I've noticed this one, it has those accordions. It also has tabs. I don't know if you've noticed that, but there's this dialogue has three tabs. There's accordions inside the tabs. And like a whole bunch of extra text and a lot going on in it.
Yeah, it's definitely overly engineered in my opinion.
It was maybe created by an attorney. We'll give you as much information as you need.
Out of region content info landmark button denied.
But then
button save settings. Button accept all.
Let's just do an accept all here.
Con user centrics, Mozilla Firefox private browsing, user centrics document designed with link WordPress.
And then your focus gets dropped at the bottom of the website, so that's
so
nice.
Should go to the top is where you would want to go.
That
when
would
you
be great.
First came. Yeah.
Same page link skip the content.
I'm looking. I think that mostly covers stuff on this dialog. I inspected the code for the tabs, and they have what looks like appropriate ARIA for tabs.
Yeah, those seem good.
Okay. All right. So that was user-centrics, not the plugin, but the service. And then the next one up is called GDPR cookie compliance.
Main site document. Link GDPR cookie compliance. Document busy about colon blank. Move GDPR cookie compliance document busy. Same page link skip the content.
All right. Focus stays on skipped main content.
Same page link skip the content.
There's nothing above it.
Banner landmark link current page move GD navigation land link sample out of list. Out of list main landmark heading level 1.0. Heading level 2 inclusion on the figure GDP link move agency 4.5 out of 5.
There's nothing in the main content. Let's just go ahead and jump to the bottom.
Out of frame out of figure GDPR cookie banner complimentary landmark button close GDPR cookie banner.
And there it is.
So this one is a problem because it didn't tell you there was a cookie notice and didn't give you the opportunity to accept it.
That is correct.
Content info landmark move GDPR cookie compliance link current page heading level 2. Navigation landmark list with 4 items.
Oh, there's no heading in this banner either.
Navigation landmark list with 4 items event GDPR cookie banner complimentary landmark. We are using cookies to give you the best.
There is a complimentary landmark though.
Content info landmark GDPR cookie.
Do you want there to be a heading?
It just helps with discoverability because right now I would put the discoverability on this at like 10%.
Okay.
And this is
Yeah, a
so
lot of people might miss it.
undiscoverable.
You can
Is
find out
the
more about which region.
landmark labeled? Like, does it? Let me see. So it does have an ARIA label for the landmark of GDPR cookie banner.
Yeah, so
That's probably
it's
the only way you would find it.
probably. And I doubt most people would really look down this far for a cookie banner anyway.
We are using, you can find out more about which cookies we are using or switch them off in. Setting. Button accept. Button reject. Menu button submenu settings. Button setting.
That settings is, I guess I didn't fix some short code typo that they have or something. So that's just text that's written settings three times.
Button accept, button reject, menu button submenu settings, button close GDPR cookie, button close G menu button submenu settings.
Okay, submenu settings. Let's just see what we have.
Dialog window, press escape to close dialog, document GDPR.
Yep, this is why we got to be careful with ARIA has pop-up. Somebody passed the wrong value into it and called it a submenu.
Instead of dialogue.
Correct.
Button close GDPR cookie settings. Graphic move GDPR cookie compliance. List with five items. Button privacy overview. Button strictly necessary cookies. Button analytics. Button marketing. Button cookie policy. Out of list link powered by GDPR cookie compliant. Privacy over link powered privacy overview. This website uses cookies so that we can provide you with the best user experience possible. Cookie. Information is stored in your browser and performs the return to our website and helping most interesting and useful. Button enable all. Most in return to our website and helping our team to understand which sections of the website you find. Most interesting and useful. Button enable all. Button reject all. Button save changes. Button save change. Button most interesting. List with five items. Cookie policy button. Out of list
So,
link
can
powered
I
cookie
tell you
policy.
something about that real
More
quick? Oh,
information.
maybe you figured it out. Did you
Yeah, I
figure
just.
out what all those buttons well, visually they're on the left for me, but earlier in the dialogue for you are doing and what they are?
Yeah, they should be tabs. Tabs are some form of a disclosure widgets, because these are just. I thought I knew what they did, and then I figured it out. It's just more. Over the years, you just get used to bad accessibility, and this is kind of what this is.
Yeah, so they're missing all of the tab markup that you would need.
Yeah, this is very overall, just really badly done structurally.
Inside, not the tab that you're in, but in the other tabs, there are toggle. Well, I'm going to say they visually look like toggle buttons.
List with five item marketing
I'm
button.
not sure what they'll sound like.
Button cookie out of list link powered by GDPR cookie compliant marketing. This website uses the following additional cookies. List the cookies that you are using on the website here. Enable or disable cookies. Enabled. Button enable all. Button reject all. Button save changes.
Gotta love how we can't use proper form controls.
Button enabled.
Yeah,
Then.
so what is that reading as to you? And are you
Nothing.
able to toggle it?
Enabled, disabled.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's just some span or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's a checkbox, but they've
With
put
the.
display none. Well, they
Yep.
put display none on the actual input, and then they've used CSS to try and style it. So when you're actioning it, are you using the space bar on the label?
Enabled.
Yeah. So that'll still work. It's just the actual input itself. Let's
This
see.
website uses
Can this?
privacy over this web information return to our most interesting button. Enable all. Enable.
You
Power.
can't
Enable all
even.
button. Reject all button. Save. Close GD.
You can't even tab inside this. Like, none of the tab
Powered by GDPR.
stops are red.
It's because when
Enable
they
all button.
put the display none on a checkbox, I've seen people do this with like filters when they're trying to make the filters look fancy. When you put a display none on the input, now it's no longer in tab order, so you can only get to it with the arrow keys.
Yeah, this is the worst one we've seen tonight so far.
Yeah, I also noticed none of those headings, which visually look like headings, they're not reading out for you as headings.
Oh, they're not
Like
headings.
you, yeah, they're just spans that have been styled to look like a heading, but they aren't using a heading tag.
Button save changes.
Yep, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on this one, that's for sure.
Button reject all. Button save changes.
All right, let's see what happens. Save.
Menu button submenu change cookie settings. Content menu button submenu change cookie settings.
The one thing they get right, focus goes back to the change
to that
cookie
button at the
settings
bottom.
Button. Yep. That's incredible.
Menu button submenu change cookies. Content menu button.
I wonder if that's actually what they planned or if it's just luck of the draw since the rest of the DOM's been removed.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like if it was just putting you at the bottom.
I know, that's kind of what I was saying.
But really, it's weird though, because you got to that from the banner. So I feel like when the banner, tell me if I'm wrong, I think when the banner is first there, if you had locked on it, right, and you then were like, okay, I have to interact with this before I can reach the website, the first time it should return you to the top. It should only return you to this button at the bottom if you use that button to open it.
Correct.
Okay. Because now you'd have to jump back to the top to be able to actually use the website.
Correct.
Okay. This one says it is optimized for WCAG and ADA accessibility guidelines on its plugin page.
Oh, that might be the worst lie we've heard tonight. Wow. So that's not even, there's not even a world where that's a little bit true.
Yeah. I think the thing that's so hard for me about that stuff just in general is when it always makes me frustrated because I'm like, but how? Explain how you tested it or what you did, you know. I like it a little better when a plugin has like a whole page where they talk about it. If they just have one sentence, then I'm like, I don't know if this is true or not.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, what is it? Something like 40% of accessibility issues can be caught with automated tools. The accessibility on this would have been much better if an automated tool was actually used, which it clearly wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, would I don't think automated tools, like even Axe, and Axe says they test catch so much, and we use Axe rules in our plugin. Like, it wouldn't tell you, hey, you've styled these things visually like tabs. You need to add tab markup. Like, I don't think we're there yet to be able to say
Probably
we
not.
think this is that. So a lot of that kind of stuff would probably still be missed even with an automated tool.
But surely it would have caught the display none on the input. At least I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so too. I think people don't always realize that when you display none something, it hides it from a screen reader too. They think they're just visually, like, probably that should have been positioned off the screen or something, and then you still would be able to get to it. Although, I don't know, because if you're a keyboard user, it would have to come into focus when you tabbed onto it, like a skip link or something.
Yeah, something like that. And just why?
Yeah.
Why do all that?
Main site document.
All right, so our next one is Real Cookie Banner.
Link Real Cookie Banner. E. Document busy about colon blank. Real Cookie Banner document busy. Same page link skip to content.
All right, skip to main content link is where we land.
Dialogue privacy preferences.
We have a privacy preferences dialogue that does not gain initial focus.
Privacy preferences.
How did you get to it or find it?
I moved up one element.
Okay.
Again, we have another situation here where content is loading after the page loads, so it's a developer's job to manage focus here.
Privacy preferences.
Yeah, I will note that on these fake websites, there's no performance plugins or anything. Like, so it's not, oh, the fault of performance plugin that is delaying JavaScript or anything. Like, there's literally nothing doing that.
Navigate, book the, skip the consent.
Let me just get out of this dialogue so we can hear it read again.
Link, skip the consent choice, link, skip the consent heading level 2.
Oh, wow. They actually trap focus in this. This is, let's refresh.
That's good.
Real cookie banner document busy. Same thing. Dialogue privacy preferences.
All right, here we go.
Privacy preferences dialog. We use cookies and similar technologies on our website and process your personal data, e.g. IP address, for example, to personalize content and ads, to integrate media from third-party providers, or to analyze traffic on our website. Data processing may also happen as a result of cookies being set. We share this data with third parties that we name in the privacy settings. The data processing may take place with your consent or on the basis of a legitimate interest, which you can object to in the privacy settings. You have the right not to consent and to change or revoke your consent at a later time. This revocation takes effect immediately but does not affect data already processed. For more information on the use of your data, please visit our privacy policy. Privacy preferences dialog. We use cookies and similar technology.
Okay, it reads.
Link skip to consent choices. Heading level 2 privacy prefer. We use cookies and similar technologies on our website and product address, for example, providers or cookies being set. Blank. The data processing which you can object revoke your consent data already prod link policy. Some services process personal data in unsafe third countries by consenting. You also data processing of labeled services per art 49.1a GDPR with risks like inadequate legal remedies, unauthorized access by authorities with unauthorized grants. You are under 16 years old, then you cannot consent to guardians to agree to be served by accepting all services. You will functional data Vimeo. Functional data processing in unsafe third countries. Vimeo. Functional. Graviter. Functional data processing in unsafe third countries. Google Analytics, Statistics, and Hotjar. Marketing data processing in unsafe third countries. To be loaded, these services are divided into groups according to their per button set privacy settings individually. Button continue without consent. Button accept all. Link privacy policy. Link privacy policy.
Okay, same note here. I would like to see privacy policy linked above these buttons. That way it's
so
more
I have a question for you about that, because it was linked in a paragraph of text. This one has probably the longest default. I didn't change the text, it's just whatever the default was. This one has the longest default. It's like three or four different paragraphs. And it was linked in one of those paragraphs. Is that sufficient?
Yeah, it probably is. If someone ever takes the time to listen to all this.
Skip the consent choices link. Privacy policy. Revoke your data already processed. For more information on the use of your data, please visit our link privacy. Link policy.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. It's discoverable. Guess I really can't call that an issue.
Okay.
Privacy settings individually button.
All right. Let's go to set privacy settings.
But individual privacy preferences. Individual privacy preferences dialog. We use cookies and similar technologies on heading level 2 individual privacy. Link skip to consent. Heading left button continue without consent. Heading level 2 individual privacy preferences. Button accept all. Button save custom choices. We use cookies and similar tech address for providers or cookies being blank. The data process which you can revoke data link pop blank. Below you will find information some serve data process remedies. An author you are on the guardian group in essential technical button out of functional and out of group and group and button collapses technically necessary services. These services cannot be objected to. Button collapse shows essential services are required for the basic functionality.
Okay, sorry, this is really long and hard to navigate through.
Individual privacy preferences.
Just because of how much text there is?
Yeah, and it's not broken up in any way, so like there's no way to. Let's see if the skip link up here works.
Out of group and link skip to consent choices.
Skip to consent choices.
Accept all button.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they plan this very well.
Button save custom choices.
Where did you think the skip link would take you?
In this context, I was hoping it was going to take me to the actions below where I could customize what I wanted, but.
Mm-hmm. It just took you to the buttons that already existed.
Yeah.
No next heading.
And there's no headings or ways to easily navigate this, so.
Address providers cookies be blank.
People are getting to see right now what it's like to not have vision and skim for what you're looking for.
The data process you can revoke your data already policy. Blank. Below you will find information about each some services cross data processing of remedies. An author you are under 60. Guardians to approve individual privacy preferences. Essential.
Okay.
Essential services are required for the basic functionality of the website. They only contain technically necessary services. These services cannot be objected to. Button collapse technically necessary services. These services cannot be objected to. Button collapse show service information. Show service information. Essential button collapsed. Hide service information.
So, hold on.
Expanded.
So essential, that would be an example of something that should be a heading because you were trying to find headings.
I would like it to be a heading. Now,
okay.
WCAG doesn't tell you you must have headings, so not technically a failure, just a structural improvement.
Okay.
Button expanded essential. Checkbox unavailable checked. Real cookie banner. Purpose. Real cookie banner asks website visitors for consent to set cookies and process personal data for this purpose. A UID, pseudonymous identification of the user, is assigned to each website visitor, which is valid until the cookie expires to store the consent cookies are used to. Test whether cookie from which service transparency purposes feed the collected consent is fully docked groups to which the visitor has consented, and if consent standard settings at the time area at the time consent use on legal provision of explicit terminal equipment of the new provider. Real email link admins.com. Privacy policy link blank. Button collapse show more details. Technical cookie definitions. Real cookie banner. Out of group and group and individual privacy preferences. Functional. Functional services are necessary to provide features beyond the essential functionality such as prettier fonts, video playback or interactive web 2.0 features, content from e.g. video platforms, and social media platforms are blocked by the agree to this content button collapsed information. Functional. Out of group and group and individual privacy preference. Out of group and button collapse. Hide service information. Functional expanded. YouTube checkbox not checked purpose. YouTube enables the embedding. Hide service in-
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
So one thing I noticed on this one that was a little different from the one before what was it? Oh, user centrics, where they had something that was just disabled and they made it ARIA hidden. So you couldn't find it. It seemed like on the essential where there was a checkbox that you cannot uncheck, you were still able to reach it. Was that just with the arrow keys that you were able to reach it?
Yeah, we can test this though real quick.
Individual privacy preferences. Essential group and show more details. Technical cookie definitions. Real cookie banner button collapsed. HTTPS cookie badminton.com link. Hide service information. Essential button expanded. Privacy policy link.
Yeah, you still can't get that checkbox with tab alone.
But that would be expected though, right? As long as you can reach it with the arrow keys. I think the problem with user centrics was it was totally removed because they put ARIA hidden equals true on it. So you couldn't even get it with
Yeah.
the arrow keys.
Although that's annoying to me. That's what I don't like about the HTML5 disabled attribute, because sometimes there's still meaningful context and the tab key just misses it. So you're essentially trapping the user into one way of navigating. And it's a specification I would love to see change, but probably won't change anytime soon.
Okay.
Individual badminton HTTP show more details. Technical cookie definitions. Real cookie banner button. Individual privacy preferences. Functional group and individual privacy preferences. Functional services are necessary to provide features beyond the essential functionality, such as prettier fonts, video playback, or interactive web 2.0 features. Content from e.g. video platforms and social media platforms are blocked by default and can be consented to if the service is agreed to. This content is loaded automatically without further manual consent. Hide service information. Functional button expanded. YouTube checkbox not checked. Purpose. YouTube enables the embedding of content published on YouTube.com into websites to hide service information. Functional button expanded. YouTube checkbox not checked. Purpose.
Is that, was it reading all of that as the description for the functional input?
Yeah, it was. It sounded like the entire section is wrapped in something, almost like some type of legend.
This is a field set, and there is a legend. Although I can't visually see that, it looks like it's positioned off screen. And then the input, I don't see it having ARIA described by on it, but I'm not 100% certain why it read everything out.
I mean,
Do
if
you
you
think
cross
that's a
up,
problem or do you think it's okay?
I mean, if you want to make absolutely sure that nobody misses content, that's the way I do it. This is, I mean, if you lose context in this, then you're trying to.
Yeah. Is it ever overwhelming to have that much read out, or is that okay?
Yeah, like if you have the expanding button inside of a legend, field set like this, then you don't have to associate ARIA describe by or label or, add even more specific information. Like you already know what section you're in, but I mean, like I said, no, this is so much information and so many different ways, means of navigating it. Like this is for sure the closest to ARIA spec we've seen tonight, except for the not focusing initially.
Oh, so this one seems like the best so far.
I would definitely say that it has the least issues overall.
Awesome. Do you want to try toggling some of these on and make sure that they announce?
1650, 253, YouTube checkbox not checked. Purpose. YouTube enabled checked. 1650, 253, 0000 link. Bo Google.com link. HTTPS support Google.com link. HTTPS business safety Google privacy. Show more details. Data processing in third countries. Safety mechanisms for data transmission and technical cookie definitions. YouTube button collapsed.
Yeah, tell me that doesn't give you enough context. That's a little
If you were
crazy,
to
but
expand that, you'd get even more.
hide more
I will
details. Data
say
processing in third countries.
this
HTTPS.
plugin is made by a team out of Germany, and my understanding is Germany has some of the strictest enforcement on GDPR. Like even Google Fonts and stuff are illegal there. So maybe that's why there's so much verbose language.
I mean, you definitely won't miss anything.
Hide more details. Show more details. Data. Vimeo checkbox not checked. Purpose. Vimeo enables the embedding of content published on Vimeo.
All right, let's see what happens once we save.
Out of group and link privacy policy. Group and button collapsed information. Marked advertisements across multiple pages. Marketing served individual privacy. Out of group and group and button collapsed statistics.
Okay, so this is a problem. I hate when people do this. It's a personal thing of mine. It doesn't fail anything, I don't think. But when you have a save button on the top after you've made it through all this content, that is one of the most annoying things in the world. Don't do it.
Could they put one at the top and at the bottom?
Yes. But do not put one at the top. You've just asked me to read through all of this, and now I have to navigate all the way back through this for a save button. Not acceptable.
Out of group and link, skip the consent choices. Accept all button. Continue without consent button. Save custom choices button.
All right, save custom choices. It's very clear.
Same page link, skip the content.
Focus goes to skip to main content.
Same page link, skip the content. Banner landmark link current page real cookie.
And there's nothing else above it, so...
Navigate link sample page.
Once you save, is that it?
Yeah, this one didn't have, at least that I could see, some sort of floating button to change. I could have missed a setting, though. But I didn't see that, so this one doesn't have a, like, floating, you can go change it now that you've closed it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's something that, if doesn't exist today, would be useful to add. Just, I mean, there's a lot of people doing too many things these days, and they get distracted, and everyone needs a way to revisit.
Yeah. Well, or as we saw on some of the other ones, you didn't realize it was going to close. And so there are situations, right, where you might accidentally close it without realizing, and you want to go back and change because it didn't do what you wanted it to do.
Out of list content info land. 2020 navigation.
And there's no buttons for screen readers either, so just ruling that out.
Out of list, same page.
Yeah. I might have missed a setting on that, but I did not see one. So, and this one says they have a whole accessibility page, and they said that they are working to provide an inclusive user experience by complying with European Accessibility Act and WCAG 2.2 level AA standards, supported by an accessibility score feature to ensure all design settings meet legal and user-friendly requirements. I did notice in the customizer, that's what you use for them, it does have some sort of accessibility checking, like color contrast checking, because people can choose their own colors and things like that.
Definitely not bad. I mean, just get a couple structural issues fixed and the focus issue fixed. It's not a bad solution.
Okay. So the next one is cookie admin.
Main site link cookie admin. Cookie consent banner 100K opens a new window. Document about colon blank. Cookie admin document busy. Same page link skip to content.
Skip to main content is initial focus.
Same page link skip to content. Banner landmark link current page cookie admin.
Let's go to the bottom of the page.
Link powered by. Button accept all.
And there it is.
Content info landmark cookie admin link current page heading level 2. Navigation landmark.
There is no heading.
Navigation landmark list with no next landmark.
There is no landmark to find this. Okay, so we found one really bad now.
Same page link.
So this one in the GDPR compliance, hard to find.
Oh, this one takes the cake. There's not even a landmark. I mean, you would have to be really looking for this to find it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they have something that looks like a heading, but it's not. It's just a paragraph.
In my professional opinion, I'd say 5% chance of finding this, maybe.
Same out of design with link. We respect your privacy. Cookies help us improve your experience, deliver personalized content, and analyze traffic. You can choose which cookies to allow by clicking customize. Click accept all to consent or reject all to decline non-essential cookies. Button customize.
Let's try customize.
Button reject, button accept all. Link powered by. Link powered by.
They can't even make their own powered by link accessible unless that's all it says.
Oh no, there is a image there for their logo that I'm guessing is an S. Yeah, it's an SVG without a title attribute.
So yeah, this is I'm not going to lie, this is pretty embarrassing. I mean, if you can make your own power by link not accessible, that takes talent.
Button customize. Cookie admin, Mozilla Firefox private browsing, cookie admin document, region functional cookie support features like land.
And yet we get a region. Okay.
Filled right point and pointer functional cookies. Out of region adjustments.
Instead of a dialogue.
Necessary cookie land. Filled right point and pointer.
I'm not sure what's going on here. Focus landed in the middle of this, so this is not good.
Out of button, personalize your cookie content info land. Personalize your cookie preferences.
This is the top.
Button multiply.
Yeah, it
Multiply's
looks got to
like
be
it
the
is.
close button.
It's just a div.
Dialog
Oh,
cookie
yeah, the
preferences.
close button.
But dialogue.
Button multi dialog cookie preference O C O.
What is this?
Region filled right point out of region dialog cookie preference. Cookie preferences dialog cookie preference experience or disable these cookie. We use cookies to ensure smooth nav. Detail cookies my functionality. We also use relevant or disable these experience. Button show more. Button show more. Button show more. Experience.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what this is.
So this one also has a show more button. What does it do?
Button show more. Cookie preferences dialog.
Oh, the dialogue lost focus.
Cookie preference experience. Button show more. Button show more. Experience or disrelevant. We also fund cookies detailed. We use cookies. We use cookies. We use cookies to.
Apparently nothing.
So I do see that the show more button visually hit, but I don't think it actually got removed
Button show more. Button show
like
experience.
the other one. Oh
This
no,
is.
it ch this one changed. You can't trigger that.
Button show more out of button dot dot space button S H experience button show more experience show more button show less.
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay.
What happened?
The button wasn't in line, so I selected the dialogue text, which made the dialogue lose focus instead of the button getting activated.
Oh,
Button
okay.
show less. Button show less.
But still, the guess the text appeared above the button because I don't know what happened other than now I've got show less.
Yeah, so the text appeared above the button and it changed the label on the button, which we talked about maybe in some scenarios that's okay. But it didn't shift your focus to the new text. So you'd have to go find it.
So this is also okay. I mean, you can actually like just make the text show below the button, and that's acceptable, but definitely not this.
We use cookies. Detailed cookies my functionality. We also use relevant color disable these experience. Button show less. Button show less.
Okay, so it's just a text expander. I mean, talk about overly engineered.
I think they do this when they're trying to not make, like, they're worried that it's going to be too tall for the window. Although I noticed that in your browser, it still has, like, the modal still has a scroll bar on it, even with the text collapsed, because there's just so much in this dialogue.
Overly engineered.
Experience button show less button experience show cookie preferences reject all button region effect advertisement cookie content info landmark navigate same navigation same page same out of design with personalize your cookie button multiply dialog cookie preferences region filled right point and pointer necessary cookie standard land necessary cookies enable essential site features like secure logins and consent adjustments state out of region filled right point and pointer functional cookies land functional cookie support features like consent sharing on
Wait,
social media
go
correct and feed
back.
land filled right point and
Did
pointer
you?
functional cookies.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just another day in icon world.
So obviously, I'm guessing those should be hidden and you don't need to hear about those.
Probably so.
But is it
And
telling you anything about, it's not telling you that it is a functional element?
oh no, it isn't. I just assumed it was because that's generally where you get those strange icons.
And it also didn't tell you that it's currently collapsed.
Functional
That
cookie support features like
button is
consent.
a control, except it's not a
Yeah,
button.
I'm not surprised.
enabling out of region filled right point and pointer analytical cookies.
Let's see.
Land analytical cookies track. Land filled right space ANA. Land analytical bounce rate and out of region filled right point and pointer advertisement cookies.
Did it
Out of
open?
re land filled right point and pointer analytical cookies.
No. Analytical cookies?
Filled right point and pointer. Land
Oh, there we
analytical
go. It
cookies
did
track menu interact.
open. What did you do?
I had to focus on the icon and get it to open.
Bounce rate and button source. Duration session. Button medium. Duration session. Button term. Duration session. Button content. Duration session. Button campaign.
Yeah, these are controls. They are totally inaccessible.
Duration session. Glid. Duration
Let me
session.
look.
Handle original rep.
No, those
Duration session.
are not. Is it saying they're a button? It's not
Handle
saying
original
they're a
rep.
button, right?
No, it isn't. It's just confusing.
Duration and landing page. Duration session.
And nothing in here is accessible, so you start to wonder
I
what is
think it's
also
telling
not
you
accessible.
what the cookies are that it's going to set and how long they're going to last.
And landing page.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Duration
So,
handling.
you know what I think? Tell me what you think about this. Wouldn't this be better as a table? Like with a header of cookie name and then another column header of duration.
Definitely.
Yeah. Versus
It
this
would
is just
add
divs.
structure to the data.
Duration handler. Duration handler. Duration out of reach blank. Filled right point and pointer advertisement cookies. Blank advertisement cookies deliver effective out of region button reject all button save reference region advert blank filled right point and pointer advertisement cookies. Filled right point space. A. D. A space filled right. Blank advertisement effective none. Out of region button region effectiveness of ad can none. Out of region button reject all button save preferences button accept all. Save accept all button.
Don't actually know how to toggle any of these preferences since nothing's interactive, but
Oh, you weren't able to get to the toggles? Hold on, let
no.
me see. Oh, same deal. These toggles also have a display none on the input. And there's no label. So it's an implicit label with the label tag wrapped around the input, and there's the input is hidden, but there's nothing in the label. So
Yep.
that's why you can't accept them.
That is just bad. I mean, if we manage to get something worse than this tonight, I will be very sad.
Accept all button. Powered by link. Accept save preferences button. Cookie admin document.
And page loses focus as I thought it would.
Instead of going to the skip link.
Going anywhere would have been nice. This is just total focus loss.
Content info landmark designed with
All
link
right,
2025.
so Cookie Admin tells us it is ADA, EAA, so European Accessibility Act, and WCAG compliant.
Oh, it is most certainly none of those things.
Right. Do you have a little bit of time to go past 7:30, Alex?
Sure.
Okay. Because I do think we have our captioner until 8 tonight. So, if you're good with that, we have a couple more that we can do. There's three more that have said they, no, sorry, there are two more that have said something about accessibility, and then I have three that haven't.
Oh, I always want to look at the ones that have said something about accessibility.
Okay. So,
Use
the
the top.
next one then is cookie notice.
Link termly. G-Link cookie notice compliance for GDPR CCPA. Document busy. About colon blank. Cookie notice compliance for GDPR CCPA. Document busy. Same page link skip to content.
Skip to main content, initial focus.
Same page link skip to content. Banner landmark link current page cookie navigation landmark list with.
Let's go to the bottom of the page.
Out of list dialog level to decide for which purposes we may use and share. The best exterior data is your content info 2020 design dialog. Your data is your property and we support your right to privacy.
All right, we have a dialog here that did not gain focus, and it is the last element in the DOM. Not a great start.
Your data is your property and we support your instances. Button expand toggle. Button unavailable download consent. Button protection status on. Button close cookie compliance. Your data is your property and we support your right to privacy and transparency. To provide you the best experience on our website, we use cookies as data access level private. Data access level to decide for which purposes we may use and share your data. Private, balanced, personalized, highest level of privacy. Data parties to ensure highest level of privacy. Data access for necessary basic operations only. Data shared with third parties to ensure the site is secure and works on your device. Button save my preferences. List with one item button customize. Out of list with two items button privacy policy button do not sell. Button privacy policy button do not sell.
Okay. Don't know what to think about this.
What do you mean?
Out of party highest level of privacy. Data access for necessary basic operation personalized. Balanced. Private. Data access level to decide for private.
I can't tell if these are telling you about categories or if you can select these as presets.
Okay, so I struggled a little bit with this one. These are, I think, so weirdly, they visually kind of look like tabs to me. And when you click one, they change content below them. So I think functionally they are tabs, except for I think when you select one, it is actually saving something as if it were an input. And it's coded as an input. Does not have display none. It has different styles on it. The labels, I think, are weird. Private, balanced, personalized. And
Balance,
I can't
personalized.
remember what the other options were. Oh, there was one where it was like
highest level of
gold,
privacy. Data access for
silver,
necessary
bronze.
Only. Data shared with third parties to a button. Save my
Like
preferences.
very ambiguous labels.
List with one item button. Customized. New.
But then what is customized? I don't.
Out of parties, high personalized.
This
E.
is.
High personalized radio button. Check 3 of 3.
Oh, these are hidden radio buttons. What do they
And
do
did
to
you
make
get
these
the extra
inaccessible?
information explaining what personalized means?
Blank. Highest level of personalization. Data access to make ads and media more relevant. Data shared.
I had to go find it. They didn't announce.
Third parties make button save my preferences.
Yeah, because there's no ARIA described by.
No previous radio list with one item customized. List with two items. List with one item customized button.
Customize.
Out of list button save my preference.
See how confusing this gets.
List with out of list button private button private button privacy out of list instances. Button expand top button unavailable download can button protect button close private. Blank. Balanced. Personal blank. Highest level of personalization. Data access to make ad with third party consent preference. Use the toggles to basic operation. This type of sharing is necessary. Secure and working. Data access. List with two items anonymous data like browser name and version. Pseudonymous data like authentic. Out of list content personalization. When enabled, you allow us to.
Well, it said these were toggles at the text before it, which these are definitely not, at least a screen reader user, so.
Deliver personalized. Data access.
They're not announcing as toggles. Are you able to change
the
them? Like, could you turn off content personalization?
And your data is your property and we support your right to privacy and content in dialogue. Your data is your.
Dialogue lost focus. That's cool.
Your data is your property.
You did turn it off.
Button expand.
It didn't tell you you turned it off.
Button unavailable.
It was too busy losing focus.
Button protection status on. Button close cookie compliance.
Yeah, this is not great either. I would put it maybe slightly better than the last one. That's not a compliment.
And I was wrong now that we're on this page and I see it. They did not say anything about accessibility. So they did not promise accessibility.
I'm glad.
Yeah. What else should we look at on this one? Oh, I guess when you close it, where does your focus
my
go?
preferences button. Dialogue.
Back to the dialogue.
Back to
content
what
info dialogue?
Dialogue?
Land. Content info landmark design dialogue.
The dialogue that you probably can't see, but it's announced as a dialogue.
Dialogue. Dialogue.
Oh,
Revoke icon. Button revoke icon.
The button that
button
opens
revoke
and
icon.
Closes it
Button revoke icon.
is
Oh.
Inside something with a roll of dialogue, which is not really correct.
That's wonderful.
Gotcha. And I noticed the ARIA label on that button is revoke icon, as opposed to like change privacy preferences or something. Like it's
That
visually
is
describing what the icon is, I guess.
definitely misleading.
Yeah, Alicia put in the comment, it's confusing for people who can see, and I totally agree. Like that one, just like the labeling of the columns and the text and stuff was confusing. On all of the other ones, at least it was like, I'm accepting Google or YouTube or whatever, but this one didn't do that. So, all right, so the next one
main site.
That, so we have definitely entered a, these are ones that don't say anything. The next one is iUbenda, which has a WordPress plugin that only has 200,000 installs, but actual iUbenda can be added in different ways. And so I expect it is much more in that over a million category. What's interesting about iUbenda, I'll preframe this before you open it, is I thought for sure they're going to have accessibility information on their website because it's used by so many people all around the world. Well, they have an accessibility statement and they have a European version of an accessibility conformance report, not for their software, for their website. Because I think they legally have to comply with European Accessibility Act on their website. And so you can download all of this about how accessible their website is, but I could not find any information where they have said whether or not their product is accessible. So this will be an interesting exploration.
Which, in my opinion, before looking at this, is probably intentional.
Link I agenda. New. Document busy. About
They're
colon
worried
blank.
about
I
getting in
agenda document
trouble.
busy. Same page. Link skip to content.
All right, focus at skip to main content.
Dialogue notice. Notice.
Dialogue notice.
How did you get to the dialogue?
I moved to it.
How? Like you've it, is it at the bottom? Or
Nope, it is right above the skip to main content link.
okay.
Notice dialog we equalize digital in we equalize digital in and select the third parties 12 collect personal information as specified in the button privacy policy and news cookies or similar technologies for technical purposes and with your consent for experience measurement and marketing personalized ads as specified in the button cookie policy. You can freely give, deny, or withdraw your consent at any time by accessing the preferences panel. Deny and consent may make related features unavailable. Use the accept button to consent. Use the reject button to continue without accepting. Note for U.S. consumers, you can give or deny your consent to the processing of your precise geolocation data at any time via the accept and reject buttons or inside the button privacy choices. Button panel. Button
Can
learn
I
more
ask
and
you a
customize.
question real quick?
Yes.
I don't know if I very frequently hear buttons in line in sentences. Is that okay?
This is extremely annoying. I really dislike it. And most of these buttons should probably not be buttons anyway, since it sounds like they're external going to other pages.
Yeah, I was wondering if they are, and you could open one and see, like, does it actually go somewhere versus
Privacy cookie
opening a
policy button.
modal?
Dialogue.
My
Back button.
first thought
Dialogue. Button back.
was,
Oh no, it sure doesn't. I guess that's why they
so
have to do it that way.
here's my guess on this. It was originally coded as a link. And then someone's like, links go somewhere, buttons do things like open modals. And so they remediated it with a roll of button. And I haven't opened this one
Level
yet,
two
so I
cookie
don't
policy
know.
equalized
But
digital.
that's what I, when I
No,
hear
it's
stuff like
an
that, that's what I
this document
think.
informs you. Describe the
Hey, wrap this in an iframe.
using a cookie or interact with this for some places a reason to differ. For example, while cookie
Just why?
talk about cookies in the list with two items stripe pink Cloudflare list with two items button collapsed heading level three Vimeo L button out of list heading level four trackers managed by third
I don't understand.
out of frame button back.
So this is one that they load policies off their website and it's a service, right? Then they continually update to try and keep you in compliance with all the laws all around the world.
Cookie policy frame heading
So I
level two.
think
Cookie
that's
policy
why
option
it loads
digital.
in an iframe.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense then.
This website uses trackers
Is
heading
that a
level two.
problem?
It's just not preferred. You just have, even today, you have some really, really crazy things that can come out of iframes and accessibility. Everyone's seen the Stripe checkout. Everyone who knows anything about accessibility knows how well it works or lack thereof.
Out of frame button back. Notice dialog we equalize digital. You can freely give, deny, or the button cookie policy. You can freely give, deny, or withdraw your consent at any time by accessing the preferences panel. Deny and consent may make related features unavailable. Use the accept button to consent. Use the reject button to continue without accepting.
Focus management works though, so good on them for that.
Note for U.S. consumers, you can give or deny your
Okay.
consent to the processing of your precise geolocation data at any time via the accept and reject buttons or inside the button privacy choices. Button panel. Button learn more and customize. Button reject. Button accept. Button accept. Button learn more and customize.
Learn more and customize.
Your privacy choices dialog. Back button. Your privacy choices dialog. Button back. Button see full privacy policy. Heading level 2 your privacy choices. In this panel you can pick information. You may review and change link. To deny your consent link, you may review and change express choices at any time by resurfacing this panel via the provided link. I.
Oh, well, it tells you can find this via a link, but it's not a link, so they should fix that.
To deny your consent to or where applicable opt out of the specific described below, switch the toggles to offer use the reject all button and confirm you want to save your choices.
You have to be careful with the language. Tell somebody they're looking for something they're never going to find.
Yeah, because they might use like the rotor or like the all elements list or something to and go look at links and then not be able to find it because it's not actually a link.
Button reject all. Button accept all. Heading level 3 your privacy rights under U.S. state privacy laws. The options provided in this section unify and SIM as a user residing to learn more about your sale of my personal in checkbox unavailable not checked. Your opt-out preference signal, GPC, has been honored. Use your device settings sharing of my personal information. Checkbox unavailable not checked. Your opt-out preference signal, GPC, has been honored. Use your processing of my personal information for TAR checkbox checked. As for purposes SD9. Checkbox not checked. Heading level 3 your consent preferences for tracking technologies. The options provided in this section allow you to customize your consent tracking technology used for the purposes described. As for purposes SD9 checkbox not checked. Necessary checkbox unavailable checked. Experience checkbox not checked. Measurement checkbox not checked. Marketing. Button collapse marketing. See checkbox not checked. Button collapse marketing. See description. Marketing. Checkbox not checked. These trackers help us with their performance. Marketing checkbox not checked. No next checkbox. Measurement checkbox not checked. Marketing. These trackers help their performance.
Yeah, these descriptions aren't very well associated, but all this is usable.
Button save and continue.
A little tricky to navigate, a little busy, but nothing in here is a deal breaker.
Were you using the tab key just then?
I was navigating by checkbox.
Okay. So in this instance, they've styled those to look like toggle, but they've done a pretty good job in not like hiding it or whatever. You're still able to navigate it.
I wonder if they added the roll checkbox.
Yeah, hold on. Let me open it. It is, yeah, it's an input with a type of checkbox. And they've just styled it better than, I guess, however the other people were styling where they were visually hiding. And
well, that's nice to see. I bet you that was a lot of work.
Button save and continue. But IEBenda, Mozilla Firefox private browsing, IEBenda document, same page link, skip the content. Same page link, skip the content.
Just click save.
Banner landmark linker.
And you don't get to change these either.
Button your consent preferences for tracking technologies.
Yeah. Buttons at the bottom of the page.
Button your privacy choices. Link notice at collection. Content info land link note. Button your privacy choices. Button your consent preferences for tracking technologies. Button your privacy choices dialog. Back button. Your private. Button back.
Okay. Well, I mean, this more or less works.
Button see full privacy policy.
So those buttons, they didn't tell you they were going to open a modal, it looks like.
They did not.
Okay. But you were saying that once you opened it, it got focused and it seemed okay?
Button back.
Yeah, let's see what exiting does.
Button your consent preferences for tracking technologies.
Yeah, focus goes back, so it's acceptable to me.
Okay. How would you rate this one?
This one's not bad. It's definitely one of the better ones we've seen tonight.
Okay. We have, what do I have left? Well, there's user-centric's cookie bot, which they've already told us is not accessible. We could see if it's any different from the one they said was accessible.
Main site document.
Or there's also WP consent, which in their terms of service, they explicitly state that they do not guarantee any. They have a whole bunch of legal stuff about they're not responsible for accessibility.
Oh.
And then Isla just put one out there that's on gov.uk website if you wanted to look at one, but I have no idea how it's built. But
I don't know. That'd be pretty interesting. I'll take that, sure.
Okay. Yeah, she said, I'm curious how Alex feels about this setup, if it's a good experience, and it's just gov.uk.
UK generally does a pretty good job, so let's see if I'm about to regret saying that.
Mozilla Firefox gov.uk. Collapsed. Document busy. Private window. Firefox clears your search and browsing history. Heading level 2 cookies on gov.uk.
All right. First thing on the page.
We use some essential cookies to make this website work. We'd like to set additional cookies to understand how you use gov.uk, remember your settings, and improve government services. We also use cookies set by other sites to help us deliver content from their services. Button accept additional cookies.
Not a dialogue, so this won't trap focus.
Button reject additional cookies. Link view cookies. Out of region same page link skip the main content cookies on gov.uk region link view.
Oh, it's a region. Okay.
Button read link view cookies.
View cookies.
Why? So this is interesting. I don't get that. You do. Even if I go incognito, because I was thinking maybe I've just accepted it before. But so I can't look at it. So that's a region that looks like it's just instead of an overlay like all the other ones we've seen, it looks like it shifted all the content down.
Yeah, I guess they want it to be very much important for everyone. Let's do view cookies, which is a link, so this could be an issue.
Cookies on WK, cookies on WK document. Same page link, skip the main content.
No, that's a whole other page.
Same page link, skip the banner landmark navigation landmark link, go to the gov.uk homepage. Navigation menu heading level 2, main landmark cookies on gov.uk heading level cookies are files saved on your phone, tablet, or...
They don't even let you customize this. It's like you're either going to accept them all or deny them all.
Can you deny them? Was there a deny option?
There was, but I'm very unclear of where the banner has gone now.
Content info landmark link, all content list with item link, help link.
Guess you
Oh,
only
that's
have
interesting.
one
If you go
chance to
back to the
accept.
other page,
Welcome to
will it come
WK. Setting level
back?
2 cookies on WK.
Yeah, it sure will. Huh.
Okay.
Accept additional cookies button. Reject additional cookie. Accept additional cookies button.
Let's just do accept and see what happens.
But welcome to WK, Mozilla Firefox private browsing. Welcome to WK document button I cookie message. You have accepted additional cookies. You can change your cookie settings link at any time.
Okay. Well, it tells you what you did.
You have accepted additional cookies. You can link change your cookie settings at any time. Button I cookie message.
See what
Change your
change
cookie settings link.
does.
Change your cookie settings link. Cookies on WK document. Content info landmark list with AI.
Just
Out of list
brings
save.
you back to this
Main
page.
landmark cookies on WK heading level 1.
It's very, very
Oh, there might
interesting.
be inputs on
Cookies
this
are vital.
page.
We use code digital service. Service gov. This page has a brief link detail cookie heading level 2. Click detail cookie information heading level 2 cookie settings. We use for type group and heading level 2 cookies that measure website. We use Google Analytics cookies to link list with three items. How you got to these other pages. You what you click out of list. We also use let performance experience. Let software including whether there were any performance. We do not allow Google or speed curve. The radio button checked. Use cookies that measure.
There sure is.
Radio, we do not allow to use cookies that measure my website. Use radio button checked. Use cookies that measure radio button not checked. Do not use cookies that measure my out of group and group and heading level 2 cookies that help with our communications and marketing. Out of group and cookies that help with our communications and marketing group and use cookies that help with communications.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, this is about as accessible as you're ever going to make it. Very, very similar feel. What really threw me, though, is the whole new page thing, because US companies are always just so convinced that mobiles are the way.
It is interesting because I appreciate Isla for bringing this up because I've never seen one like this either where it takes you to a different page because I think everybody is like, don't remove them from where they are. So that's my question for you. How would you feel about this in the context of you followed a link and you were going to read an article and now you'd have to go through this and then go back. Would that be okay? Or would it be kind of annoying?
I don't see this being a problem because it's redirecting the context before you end up in the middle of an article. I suspect
Gotcha.
if you start on a page.
Cookies that are save changes button. List with two items. Yes, this page. Main landmark save. List with two items. Main landmark save.
Let's do save.
Success alert. Government services may set additional cookies and, if so, will have their own cookie policy and banner. Go back to the page you were looking at. Go back to the page you were looking at. Go back to the page you were looking at. Link.
I guess they were thinking the same thing.
Success alert government services.
That's nice.
They always need to button save changes. They always need to be on. Application.
Oh, but focus didn't move to the link.
They always button save heading level 2 government services.
It gave an alert,
Government did work and fancy services may link into it. Heading level 2 is this page useful?
but didn't.
So that's an issue. The alert's actually at the top of the
Main landmark
page.
cookies on W cookies are file saved. We use cookie digital service. Service gov. This page has a link detail cookie information heading level 2 cookie settings.
Oh, and it's above the main heading. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
you
it's
don't do
above the
that.
main
Cookies on link. Go back to the page you were
completely,
looking
I
at.
think.
Oh. Link. Welcome to WK.
They know better than that. That's an easy fix.
Yeah. So when an alert includes an actionable item, focus should shift to that alert.
I suspect they probably didn't do it because there's been so many problems over the years with forcing focus to move like that. The second best thing you can do is put the alert below your main heading. The anti-pattern that every blind person at this point, I would say in my opinion, has learned. Find the main heading, then go up.
Yeah. I mean, it almost seems to me like that alert could just be next to the save, like right after the save button.
That's where I would like it to be, because then you really don't have to manage focus if it's further down the page. I
Like the
don't, I
next
mean,
item after where you currently are.
this is why user research is important because you can study these types of behaviors. Half the problem with the world we live in today is because it took the world 20 years longer than it should have to become accessible, blind people have learned by bad patterns. So, like Amazon, for example, starting to slowly change a lot of things and make their website more accessible, probably because of the European Accessibility Act. The issue becomes is all the ways I was used to navigating it because their website was garbage now don't work because they've actually started to do things correctly.
So, like, your little shortcuts are not functional anymore.
Yeah, I have to reteach myself how to use the website.
In the long run, do you think that's better, though?
In the long run, absolutely. In the longer run, it would be nice if we quit making inaccessible things.
I so much appreciate you volunteering your time to go through so many of these different tools and even one that's just on the fly. It's so phenomenal. So thank you. I think I would love to give you an opportunity to have any closing thoughts, but I just want to extra highlight here. I mean, I hope some of these cookie banner plugins watch this on YouTube later, but really testing with actual users is so important. And if you're not somebody who's experienced with screen readers, you should hire somebody like Alex to do it, because it's not, and as we talked about earlier, there's a lot of issues that can't be found with automated tools. And if you're not an experienced user, you're not going to get the same experience. So I think that's really important. And I don't know, Alex, do you have any closing thoughts about cookie banners or plugins or what plugins have to say about accessibility?
I mean, I think the WordPress industry is slowly turning around. I've been in WordPress long enough to kind of see what it was like 9 years ago, and it wasn't great. There's still a lot of not great today, especially as the project moves along, tries to do too many things it's not meant to do. Google Docs comes to mind. I mean, WordPress. But yeah, I mean, there are some people starting to move in the right direction. And it's nice to finally see that. Still got a long way to go. There's hundreds of plugins on the WordPress repository that would probably do good to look at this.
I think the biggest thing that I would really like to see is I'd like plugins to not just promise accessibility if they haven't had somebody with disabilities or someone who's an experienced tester test their stuff. Because as we saw, there's a lot of plugins today who have promised it or said it was certified or whatever. And it clearly ha they clearly have issues that could be blockers for people.
And if you open yourself up to that and somebody like me comes along, I don't work for you. I don't have to be nice to you. I will call you out. Because it's a slap in the face to people who have to live with this every day, and it's not right.
Well, and I mean, how frustrating for this is a thing. I'm gonna maybe stop your sharing for just a second here, if I can figure out how to do that. But I was gonna say, like, I think it's also got to be really frustrating for website owners who want to do the right thing, but in particular, people who aren't technical. It's not really fair to them to promise something in your plugin that they can't do, you know?
Very much agree. I mean, you use the tools you're given. Sometimes the tools overpromise. I see that all the time working in my day job.
Well, thank you so much. I do want to flag for you that Corey, the friend who lives near us in a DFW area, you guys got to connect. You can tell him, I think, if LinkedIn is the best place, but he says that if you want, he would love to take you out for a burger because he thinks you've earned one.
Oh, I will never say no to that. You can find me on LinkedIn. That's the best place. Alex Stein on LinkedIn. And I also run around a few Slack groups. Anybody who's in the post status Slack for involved with WordPress, you can find me there.
Great. Well, thank you. And thank you to everybody who tuned in. We will be back next week with another meetup in the morning. And of course, please register for WordPress Accessibility Day in a couple of weeks. It's coming up really fast. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.